Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. Is
Hello.
this hi, is this Kim Harper?
Yes.
Okay, and are you calling in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who used hair relaxers?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Pardon?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
March.
March. Of what year?
No, that's when I started using the hair relax. I'm sorry.
When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
April 24, 2024.
Okay. April 24th, 2024.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with ovarian cancer?
Dr. James.
Okay, where did Dr. James practice out of? What was his last name? Or
John
his first?
Hopkins.
Okay.
Dr. James Ferris.
Okay, Johns Hopkins. Dr. James Ferris.
You want the OB, you want my OBG doctor name or the ornithologist?
So I just need, for right now, I need the diagnosing doctor. So the doctor who found the ovarian cancer.
Dr. Earn.
Okay.
Naked.
Sorry. Okay. So Dr. Earn, how would you spell that?
A-A-R-O-N.
And then how do I spell his last name?
M-A-G-A-T.
Okay. And where did Dr. Maggot practice out of?
Greater Baltimore Medical Center.
Greater Baltimore Medical Center. And this was the doctor that diagnosed you with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then Greater Baltimore Medical Center, is that on North Charles Street in Townsend, Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay.
North Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21204.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. I see that here. And then I'm just going to copy down the address. Okay. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
5.
Okay, 5 times a year on average?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then you were diagnosed at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
6/11/1990.
1990, okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any family members or friends who were also affected by hair relaxers that you know of?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, thank you. And when did you first start using hair relaxers?
March 2008. Thank you.
2008. And when did you last use hair relaxers?
February 2024.
2024, okay. And how often did you apply hair relaxers? Would you say weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Monthly.
Okay.
Well, if I just... Yeah, you can go ahead.
And how many consecutive...
Five times in a year.
Okay, so yeah, I put five times per year, but then when they, this question, it's just multiple choice, so I have to pick one. Would you want me to put four times per year, or would you want me to put monthly?
You could put, like, monthly.
Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
16.
Okay, 16 years. And did you use hair relaxers at home or in a salon?
Salon.
Okay. And which product, what was the brand name that you used?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. And did your ovarian cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
Hold on, your phone went out. Can you say it again?
Can you hear me okay?
No, I can.
Okay. Did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
The CAT scan, transvaginal ultrasound, CA-125.
Okay. And then what was the treatment date? When did you start treatment for your ovarian cancer?
April 16, 2024.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you? Hello? What was the name of the doctor that treated you for ovarian cancer?
Oh, Dr. Earn.
Okay, Dr. Earn. Was that the same doctor that diagnosed you?
No, Dr. James was the one that treated me. Dr. James first.
Okay, Dr. James Ferris is out of Johns Hopkins in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you see Dr. James Ferris at Johns Hopkins?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is on Orleans Street?
Yes, 1800 Orleans Street.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and then I have your first name spelled K-I-M. Is Kim short for anything, or your legal name is Kim?
Yeah, that's my legal name, just Kim.
Okay, thank you. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your last name as H-A-R-P-E-R, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and for the medical record release form, what is your social?
216.